Humboldt County is committing $4.3 million to mental health care services in an agreement with the operator of a recently built residential care facility. The multimillion dollar agreement with Willow Glen Care Center, which operates the Hyperion House Crisis Residential Treatment Facility in Eureka, was approved by the county's Board of Supervisors at its December 3rd meeting. The 10-bed care center opened last summer and provides treatment to post-acute psychiatric care patients. The contract with Willow Glen covers 2 years of funding, and the cost was discussed in this exchange between Board Chair Rex Bone and County Behavioral Health Director Emmy Botchler-Rogers.
When it comes to critical mental health situations, I hear people saying, just take care of it. Well, we're taking care of it in a small scale, but the problem is critical mental health is not a cheap problem to tackle. And you're going to find out we pay a fair amount. We don't pay an extreme amount or anything else. I did some checking, and the facility that was built through Emmy's, Ms. Rogers' department and everything else has turned out to be, I guess, it'd be classified as success. So you want to give us a little heads up on that?
I actually appreciate, good morning, Emmy Botchler-Rogers, Behavioral Health Director. I appreciate that this item was pulled because it does give us all an opportunity to look at what we're facing in terms of cost. It is costly. And so the $4.3 million is over 2 years, and so it's over $2 million each year. That is par for the course in terms of supporting people with mental illness and placement.
The treatment costs are reimbursable through Medi-Cal and budgeted through funding from the state's Mental Health Services Act. The contract approval was pulled from the meeting's consent agenda of routine items by Supervisor Michelle Bushnell. She said residents have contacted her asking about the multimillion dollar cost and what it will pay for. Botchler-Rogers said addressing mental illness involves treatment at various levels.
I think it's also important just to recognize that the use of the Crisis Residential Treatment Facility really supports our continuum of care. It allows us to move people off of SV, which is a very expensive placement, and to utilize those beds more effectively. And so there's many ways that it kind of just supports our community and treating people at the correct level.
During a public comment period, Connie Stewart of the California Center for Rural Policy said furthering continuum of care is an ongoing investment.
All of us are embarking on a project, and it's really called addressing acute care with dignity. And it's making sure that we have the continuum of care in behavioral health for the right care at the right level. And so one of the issues is there's going to be a whole lot of different facilities and different kinds of care we're going to be asking you to support over the next few years. So we make sure that we're not just putting a person in the wrong place, that they're really being put in a place where they can be helped and be a productive member of our community. And so this is just one of the continuum of cares that is being in. And quite frankly, they're going to all be expensive. and that's why we haven't had them in the past. But this is, in healthcare, things are not cheap. So I just wanted to let the community know this isn't even a shocking price to some of us who have been looking at this continuum. But we are going to be asking the community to and the board to invest in making sure that we have the complete continuum in the future.
Supervisor Mike Wilson noted the county's other mental health care investments, including replacing the Semper Virens acute care facility and construction of a behavioral health crisis triage center at Mad River Hospital. The new center is funded through a $12.3 million state grant, and the county has contributed $2 million of federal and opioid settlement funding. Wilson said the projects represent a pretty substantial change to our mental health care infrastructure, making the county's treatment service probably one of the best for rural California, if not the United States. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.